time to handle the crock pot china. All the crack pots.
Crack pots.
Where's that secret lever that you people found?
Oh, lever?
Yeah, got it.
Found it?
Okay. But we start on it anyway, and I'm not sure that you have enough background information, because we haven't discussed Hatmana in the text yet, but I think it would be a nice way to also talk about what we are talking about, namely Bishul. I think it's been almost 5 years ago that we handled the shaila. This is people all have the text. Yeah. I think use the stuff that I the handout from the Kolo. You have that?
What is that?
Not the Kolo Yomisha.
Didn't have? Didn't reproduce this?
No, just got this.
Reproduce that one. What is that?
Should I go upstairs?
It must be in there, our information, no?
No.
What's the one that you handed out? But that's right here. Ah, the box here. Yeah. Why did I give you that? Ah, that was really my analysis. So, see first what they say. But I didn't give this information here. What did I give you?
The Mavakshe Torah.
Just the Mavakshe Torah, that's all?
That's all.
Just what they wrote.
Yes,
I didn't give you what I wrote. Okay. You give my response. That's it. Okay, let's see what, if you have enough there, maybe we'll postpone it. That's right. Let's see if you have enough information. Here I prepared the Shulchan Aruch and the I don't think such a good idea. Now, without having the Shulchan Aruch that we refused, didn't go up to Hatmana. Let's give it a try. Let's see if you people feel lost. Okay, what's the issue? we've been learning in Bishul HaBishul. That's really the sugya. And therefore, if a Bishul HaBishul, there is no need to worry about that Isu. But there's another Isu that Akbarah picked up. That's Gzeir Hashem Yechate. Gzeir Hashem Yechate has to be motivated by something that the person wants to get done that isn't done yet. What could possibly be done if you're dealing with Dovo, that's Bavushal called Tzorko, the possibility of Mitzamek V'Yofalo. And that's the Machlokas we've been handling. Well, whether Mitzamek V'Yofalo is an adequate reason to require a Gzeirat Rabbanon. That's really how you have to remember it. If there isn't Bishul called Tzorko, surely there's a reason for it. Namely, the food won't be properly prepared. But the food is properly prepared. But you can go ahead and add some kind of finesse to it, something more choshev, right? Mitzamek v'yofalo. There you have a machlokes samaroim, whether mitzamek v'yofalo is a reason for gzeira shem yechate. Therefore, you still need gorel for kotum. But those who hold not so. Gorel for kotum is only where you need yet bishul. Bishul more than Michael ben Dosoi, also machlokes. Machlokes in as Chananya in the Mishnah, that holds that the Rabbanon's concern ended with Michael ben Dosoi. As long as it's edible, then the Rabbanon didn't see a need to make any gzeira. As I explained, no one says it. The Feirish, it's clearly that's the intent. The intent is to respond to what could be a stressful situation for him if he is expecting the food to be ready and it's not ready. You add to it, he's invited guests, it's a bar mitzvah, it's a chassid, sheva vochas, etc. Why there's a danger, zeir shem yechate. The part that we don't have, that we haven't covered in the text, is the zeir of hatmona. Gzeira Hatmona is the exact same Gzeira as Gzeira Shema Yechate. Only, it's dealing with a different structure of cooking, but we're afraid Shema Yatmen Beremetz. That's the key to understanding the whole sugya. In other words, you may call it Hatmona, but it's really not Hatmona. Right, because he's using hot coals, hot ash, right, as his insulating material. So you visualize, right, he has hot ash that's still combusting, and he sticks his pot in it, right, and surely there's a danger, gzeir Hashem yechate. On what? But the lechura should be no more than the gzeir Hashem yechate by Bishul also. So if it's this Bishul called Tzorko, it should be adequate reason not to worry about gzeir Hashem yechate. But by Hatmona, they ask that Hatmona even if it's this Bishul called Tzorko. So the question that arose was, our crockpot, is that Hatmona or is that Shia? If it's Shia, it's Bashar called Tzorko, we don't worry about it. If it's Hatmona, we worry about it. Let me just read. Chayin Reishon and Zayin. Ein Tomen and B'Shabbos. Yeah, you don't have it. Ein Tomen im Shabbos auf Philippa Dovo, Shein Mosef Hevel. Aber bis Sofik Hashecha, Tomen im Bov. Those who say Bama Madlikin should remember that halacha. Mishneh, Sofik Hashecha, Lele Hashecha. Ein Masa Savadoi, Mei Madbila Sekelin. Aber Masrim Tomen Asimoi, aber Masa, and it said, Mai Vitomen, you can a suffix, yeah, and hatmona bein hashmoshos suffix hashecha zeh lechashecha the rabbanon did nasa loshen the mechaber avo besuffix hashecha tomnin bo bein tomnin bedova hamosef hever lafilim bo yom. Okay, so here you already have the clear distinction. For Shia, Mibo Yom, it's his Bashal called Zorka, no problem. Here, Dova Hamosef Hevel, meaning not a heavy towel, not a heavy blanket, but something which generates heat. It should be no worse than a kilo generating heat. So for Shia, they didn't worry about it. Fatmona, yes. Okay. Vim hit me b'dov ha-mosef hevel, ha-tav shal osu, I'm reading from the Shulchan Aruch, afilu b'di'evet, b'davko b'tzonan, she-nischam mo, n'istamik v'yofolo, avo ba-omid mach-mimusu, kishor v'shono muto. So the Mechaber puts in the requirement, I need what? Either something that is not hot, that is tzonon, there to have the real gzeira, shema yatmen beremes. I'm afraid it's still cold, and Friday seems to be better kitchen management. So instead of putting it on a fire, you'll put some hot coals in and wrap it up, right? Then it depends if it's dafke b'tzonen shenes chameim or shenes samik v'yofolo. Ava ba'omi b'chemusu kishor rishon el muto. Yesh omrim chol ze elek sh'osel tzoch laylo ava k'shematan tzoch mocho muto lahadim b'bo yom b'dobo sh'mosev hevo. U'b'di'evet yeshus v'chal zeh Vatshla Yehogel Lassos came. Strange Allah. I'm reading from the Ramah. Right. But others hold that what? Since you, not for tonight, but for tomorrow, the idea being, even if Yatmin Beremitz, it's not going to last until tomorrow. So obviously, the reason of Yatmin Beremitz was not really to provide any continuous heat. He's going to be used up sometime during the night, and you don't care about it. Therefore, again, is a kind of a siman araya that he's not going to bechate b'gecholim. He won't be bechate in the remits that he's surrounded around. Afilu tafshos shen esbashel kol tzorko, also lahatem b'shabbes. Afir b'dova she'in mosef hevel. This where hatmona breaks completely with Shia. I can't take a plain towel and wrap it around a cholt. That's relations on siv beis. Afir b'dova she'in mosef hevel, because on Shabbos you can't do it. Here comes a critical line. Umikom mokom losum kelim ala tafshel de loshomru min arborim. I want to take a pot and turn it upside down on some food that's not in a pot. I want to protect it by putting a pot over it. That's hatmono. I'm surrounding it with something. It says no. If the intent is the Shomer Minach Borim, it's no different than Nozen Kisra like Deiro. No one ever asked putting a cover on a pot because that's Hatmono. That's a critical word. Okay, I hear it. We'll have to reproduce it for the.
Sure. So only time of the you do Hatmono. The only time you do Hatmono is before Shabbos. It's only before Shabbos that you do it.
Only before on Shabbos, you can't be matman with anything. You cannot go ahead and take you took the cholent out of the cholent pot, right? And then you decide, I'll keep it warm a little longer. Maybe someone was supposed to come or said he might come, etc., etc. So I want to take a plain towel and put over it.
But before Shabbos.
Sure, on Shabbos, no problem if it's not most of heaven.
It's not most of heaven. So what was that whole halacha about distinguishing between chamim of something that hasn't been cooked fully? What was that whole distinction?
What? This bashal kol sarcha, which
is... Are you saying that, like, if it gets better, kol sarcha,
whether... The samek biyofilo.
Right,
no.
That doesn't apply by Hitzmona.
Again, before Shabbos, there's no problem making Hatmona bedovo she'ein mosif hevel. On Shabbos, Hatmona is also hafilu bedovo she'ein mosif hevel. On Erev Shabbos, on Friday, it's also to make Hatmona bedovo ha'mosif hevel, even though it's mutal to make shiya on it. Okay? Hamona made another level of chumrah.
Why is it Asur?
One second.
Sorry.
And
the
MS
in the law is a 4-1-7.
I'm sorry, you would say yes.
Why is it Asur Hatmana Bidavasha Animal Sit Hevel on Shabbat? So just to put towels around it.
Because they said so.
Okay.
Way out, though Shein of Osef Hevel on Shabbos. That's what you say in the Bama Matrikin, in the Mishnah. Sofek HaShecha, Eirech HaShecha, right? So then you can make Hatmana. It's only like Zerah the Rabbonon, and Sofek Shabbos, they did Ron Gozer. But Sofek HaShecha, HaShecha, right?
But wouldn't that be isn't that talking about where it is Mosif Hevel? Abom
Asrin, Betomnin, Esachamin.
Where there's Mosif Hevel, not right?
No. Atmona, Bedobar HaMosif Hevel, is also even if you do it Friday morning.
Okay.
Got it? Again, let's see if you put that Nachama in here too. Listen to the language. Reishon Zion Sif Aleph Mechaber Ein Tomnin B'Shabbos Afilu B'Dovo She'ein Mosif Hevel Avo B'Sofik HaShecha Tomnin Ve'in Tomnin B'Dovo HaMosif Hevel Afilu B'Bod Yom Vim Hitmin B'Dovo HaMosif Hevel Then Oso Afilu B'Dievet. Okay. Now I just want to get one key point down. Define Hatmona. What is Hatmona? Hatmona has to be something extraneous to the pot that's used as insulation. Shaila in the Nigos Moshe or Chaim Aleph Simen Tzadik Hei. You don't have it. Makes it very clear that the cover of a pot is not Hatmana. The shaila that was posed there, can you use a thermos bottle? The shaila was asked regularly on the Lower East Side of New York, where the sukkahs, there's still Jews living there, and the sukkah, now in the old days it was up on the roof usually, sometimes on the fire escape. People would make them a little sukkah, run eat. And that's where the Democratic Party got all its strength among the Fum Jews, because the fire department would come and issue a violation, right? That they must take off the sukkah because it's interfering with the escape route. That's what the fire escape is for. They must take it off within 8 days. That was a work of the Democratic Party. So the shaila there, usually sukkahs were downstairs in a courtyard. Now in these fancy buildings that include on all the slum buildings, and now we have the so-called amalgamated workers union project, and they allow to make a sukkah in the courtyard. Well, that means you have to take your food from your house down to the sukkah. So first marched with an eruv, and that was worked out. And then the problem is how to keep the food hot. So there are many utensils available that are made to transport food to keep it hot. Basically, the thermos bottles, big thermos bottles, thermos plates. The shaila is that hatmana? The thermos bottle is made, surrounded by dovo, sheina mosif hevel, right? But it's there for that reason. Is it not by pouring into a thermos bottle, you want to take down a thermos bottle with some tea, and it should stay hot, so you want to use it on Shabbos? That was the shadow they posed to my father-in-law, and he wrote this tshuva, Lite la Thomas, Nir lefi ezaiti, right? Lahatir, Dobamasha nosta tafshis da socha Thomas, adayin lo adifi mikli acher. What makes it to a thermos bottle? Very nice cup. The cover that you put on.
It's part of the cleat itself.
If you leave the cover off, it's not a thermos bottle. Right? Obviously. The rak achakach shesosem espir bakisui, right? Haomi lakach. Bezer leke isu. The mutter lachasos sak deir api shabbos. Kivishu shmir derach shmir zadovo. גם כמה דבורים כמו שהוא שופר, שהוא איפור הפרוריס, הוא זבור זה מכתוב לכם. וכן, אף שגם משם מאחור, זה ודאי מוטו. Likewise, we read, מוטו לא שום כלים על הטף של, די לשומר מן הרבורם, שאין זה כמעט נלוחם על כשומר, ולא עושה כיסו על הגדירו. Therefore, כיסו על הגדירו. So you have here a simple answer to the crockpot shaila, but we're going to all the lumdas in a minute. Namely, in a crock pot, there's nothing above the cover. And hatmona has to be matmin, meaning top and bottom. If you're matmin halfway around, that's not hatmona. So if there's not a cover that goes over it, now the cover that's on the crock pot, that's made to cover the food in the crock pot, that's not an additional hatmona. I would only way that I would have hatmana would be if I went and I put a blanket on top of the cover. In order to it shouldn't get cold.
But Are there two differences though with the crock pot? Because you're inserting the pot into the heating element. As well as it's also mosif hevel. I mean, with the thermos, there's nothing adding heat to the.
But first, you have to define that I'm making a ma'aseh hatmana. I'm allowed to have shi'ur. I'm allowed to have a fire underneath it. What makes it also is I moved from shi'ur to hatmana.
Okay.
So where'd you move to hatmana? Don't you move to hatmana if you put a towel over it?
Only top and bottom, or the sides also?
Yeah, of course.
Everything.
Yeah, well, so those who are worried about hatmana say, well, what's around there, that's hatmana already. The insert, leaving out the fire, I have a pot, I put it into another pot in order to be matmin it, not
right.
to protect it from the flies or.
Right.
Or from the arborim. So I made hatmana now, and 80% of the pot is now surrounded. What isn't surrounded is the top. People know something about this already. You heard one of the etzes that they gave was to put some pebbles, something to raise it up a little bit.
Apple cap, yeah.
What raise up a little bit? Then I will have. If I raise it up a little bit, right, then I have my outside over here, right, and the inside now is going to work out that it's sticking up like this. If it's sticking up like this, that's not no hatmana. But actually, you don't need that etzer, because this is no hatmana either, because it's open on the top. Ah, you put the cover on.
It's
cover is not
pot.
Hatmana.
It's part of the pot.
What about if you put a towel on top of the cover?
Oh, that would be hatmana.
Yeah?
If you grant them the first premise, that this isn't shi'ur. I would deny the initial assumption that it's hatmana. In other words, I don't think that this should be called hatmana. This is the derech of bishul.
So if it's shia, then you can put something. You can put a towel on top.
This is all lishitoscha, according to the way you say that this is a hatmana circumstance. Then we're about the details of hatmana. So this, if it sticks up, it's not hatmana, right? If it sticks down and it's open, it's also not hatmana.
Right.
What then? You say it's closed. I put a cover on, but a cover is not hatmana. A cover, that's what the Igus points out. Hatmana there requires to have something other than the structure of the pot itself. The structure of the pot itself involves a cover on the pot. Okay, with that kind of there's a little bit of Akdoma. Let me turn to this. This is so Dovos. Okay, first the tshuva that they quote of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Okay, I gave you the handwritten. I gave you the handwritten one, but use the printed one, it's easier. Hapsak, the first page. That Hapsak, Hapsak Halacha Achon. The Sir Achamin Crockpot. Look at the first lines. I told you that I had met with him at a chasanet only 2 weeks before his Petira, and he denied. Then the rumor was out already then that he had asked it. He denied it. I stand on that issue. He said, no, I never asked it. Look how the tshuva starts off. Lo risi b'zeh shum heter. Because people were quoting him that he was matir it. Like I heard him be matir it. Then they got to him. He said, no, he never passed in La Locha. I had to, you didn't get a copy of that?
No, where
could man? Yeah, I'll look it with somebody. I may have another one here. Adarabba, that team is Kames Ladvorov, the Kivan Shakdero, Imatavsha, Mahusa, Mutmenes Kulo, O Rubo, Besoch Machachim, Mashmali. Already don't know what he means. The Gero Imatavsha is Mahusa, Mutmenes Kulo, O Rubo, Besoch Machachim. Rubo is enough for Hatzmada? No, I never heard such a thing. I mean, is that Kulu or Rubo? We need for Rubo, it's enough to call it Hatzmada? It's not true. Nothing in the halacha shows that. Ey ma'ata avir shebineyem nechshal keinem utmenes. Kiven shekachu aderach levashel gam bimos achol. Not understandable. It's something, just something. I mean, I knew this man well. Very clear. He does things and things not right. Just is it? Kivon should kachu derech levashel also hold. Therefore, it's hatmana. If it's derech levashel hold, therefore it's sheer. Therefore, it's a cooking method, not a hatmana method at all. Or the dieting. Hareza choshev mamash atmana b'davar mosav hevel. Vein lohokel afil b'mushal kol tzorko. Ach. Lach asher isi esakderos v'neshalti akach amarti she'oso gam b'shiyah v'chazora. What's he talking about? Why is it also Bashir? Gee, I know what to do. You have to be what? Gora for Kotum. And Gora for Kotum meaning to make a hecker on the Mok of Achitui. And that's adequate. As you say, they'll take off the knob, put a piece of heater tape on it. Raka Asti lasses there pshuto shopach. Right, you should make a second container and put the crock pot container into this container and then put it into the heating part of the crock pot. Ubechol erev Shabbos yafsiku bo ben kideras hatavshel v'amachshel. And this insulating pot should be sticking above the heating element, the outside cover, so it should be visible. People should know there's something mafsik. The gam mametz kass sachom, then the eshi kiketuma. What is he saying? Make kotum. Kotum doesn't help by hatmana. If I'm matum beremetz, there's no etzer. That's why hatmana beremetz. By shiur, I can go ahead and put on some ashes, fine. I put a hefsek on, okay. Ubofen shukoze im avashol mvushol kol tzorko av shemes samek b'yofer kimin shimamish chotzetes vavsekes b'sovim l'chol kedei ratavshol efshol l'hokal as a kein l'artchila lo lachshol z'is hatmona. What's wrong with the pesach is right away. Number one, if it's called Dover Hamos of Hevel, right? How could you leave Shia on a pot? It's Dover Hamos of Hevel. See, well, it's not Hatmona. Hatmona has to be surrounded with something. And surrounded with something, you'll see, no one argues, has to be Kulu, not Mixas. So what's the concern that Rubo is Mutman Beremetz? You could call the heating element like Remetz, the Dover Hamos of Hevel.
Who is this written by? Who is this written by?
Shlomo Zalman.
We do think this, in addition to everything else, was written by Shlomo.
I gave you the handwritten tshuva, in the first page. That's the ksav. Okay.
So you think he was chozer then, Rabbi?
I'm sorry.
So you think Shlomo Zalman was chozer?
I mean, he died before this thing came out.
But you do think he wrote this?
I'm sorry?
I mean, he died before this came out, so do you think he legitimately wrote this, or not, considering your conversation with him?
I gave you the hand ksav, right, so you should understand that it's... I'm not questioning that someone says things in his name. He obviously said what he said, and he printed it. Now you have to analyze what he said. He was a man of extensive general knowledge. So what does it mean a statement by putting in a third pot? As the outside pot is the Dover Hamos of Hevel, inside pot is where the Tavshil is. He should go ahead and have also an intermediary pot, right? And that will be what. Memayit has a chomksas. What is that supposed to mean? You know it won't be memayit any chom. If I'm going to take an aluminum pot and you have a heating element that's heating, it's going to insulate, going to reduce the heat that reaches the food. One degree difference. Okay, you want to give it a try? Nechaku Arashonim Zal Himatmona Bemixas. Hainu Aktero Mitaktero Nogaz Bekholim. Imchashiva Hatmona. Are you with me? V'hibiyu mikodem et shuvas ha-goinim lochein av b'ofanim shebutel ha-shiyah gam mavushul kol machal ben lusoy el ramah o mavushul kol tzor kol metzamek v'ran lo la machaba mikol mokom oso lania kem mebojom midin hatmona. Is hatmona b'mosul ha-hevel ועל הצד שיהיה רק כשהגדר מתרתר, אין לו לגז בגחולם, אל מונח הזה גם בכיסי של ברזל. What about your coffee pot? What you put your tea in? That's also hatmana. If I don't need to find hatmana with it covered, but because it is on the source of heat, therefore we call it achshash zeiro shema yichater. That takes away the all the heter disappears. The heter of shiur was if it is mevushal kol tzolko, we don't worry about it. Mevushal kol tzolko umestamek v'ralo. So how will you structure something unless there's no source of heat? So our blech idea doesn't seem to resolve anything, because the moment you put it on a source of heat, that's what he calls no gas b'gecholim, then it becomes hatmana. We learned in the Gemara. What do you have to do? You have to go ahead and put on a kisu shalefer. You go ahead and put on the nitzotzo shal pishton. That's only if it's not in direct contact with the source of heat. If it's in direct contact with the source of heat, it becomes hatmona. Das hat Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, Sefer HaTruma, Yod, they've got that as nonsense. Shaf Shagderim Tarater no gas b'kholim, holding Megula, Gabi Yerish, Misholet Bo Avira, Ein Zo Atmona, El Shur, Kishi Yil Choshev. And Shulchan Aruch is kosav lahachmir. Then heter shoy rak shvatei einu gaz b'kholim. The next column, or bechazonish simulamet zayin, right? Hikshal aramo, because it's mevur de lo mikrat mona ela melmala, v'lochin siim ledin ala hakel. Okay, I think we need to try to. We didn't do the Hatmana. There's so much in the Hatmana part that we won't be getting to. So unless you want to prepare this, you know, as we're doing, without your first reading it, it's going to be too tedious. We don't have in much what we handed out. We don't have on separation. We don't have rational Zion and Atmana. Let me read you from the Eagles. Okay, people, Tamza, I just read the last line, then we'll have to go. Don't seem to take a shortcut. There's too much in Antimona here that people don't have in front of you. But just so that you don't think you have to bring already a whole bunch of chatos, he says, Tamza. I'm quoting now from the Eagles. He says that the cover is a cover of the pot, and therefore it was never covered with a dover she'ena mosif hevel. That will be also on Shabbos. You have a cover on it that has nothing to do with Hatmona. Tamzeu heta gam lekul alma. Lochein kivin shemetze badin ha'iposku ha'choinim karambam baran ha'mefoshin ken gam medas atur sholachein vaday muto litin bar Thomas. There's no mokum to be machrir. If it's not covered on top, it can't be considered hatmona. A cover of the pot is not called hatmona. It has to be a cover of something which is not part of the pot, then the Rabbana asked Hatmona. But Hatmona of a kisui is not called Hatmona. That would take care of the Psak Haloche. But you have to understand the complex machlokes rishonim here. You have a Rashbo, you have a Ran, you have a Sefer HaTrumo, right? Who seem to be machmir, but that's only if you have hatmona. In other words, the fact that it's they want to consider being on the pot, on the heating element as dover hamosif hevel, sure it's dover hamosif hevel, but then you have to have a chilik between shia and hatmona. What's the chilik in shia and hatmona? The Hatmona, only chilik you have is Hatmona is because it's covered fully, and Shia is not covered fully. Because if you will, otherwise, you will also all Shia because of Hatmona. If a pot with a cover is called Hatmona, and it's on a source of Mosef Hevel, then you never have a shia situation. You always have a hatmana situation. It has to be covered, and covered means fully. So by having this pot into a second pot, that's miyuchid lekach, you want to consider the outside as hatmana. Fine, so call it hatmana, but you can't asar al hatmana because there's not hatmana bekulu. So you have to get into a machlokes with hatmana bemiksas is called hatmana because it's davar hamosif hevel. It don't allow a separation between that and shia. Ask me, once you tell me that davar hamosif hevel makes it into hatmana,
what's the difference, right?
Then you have to have a second requirement of hatmana, namely it has to be covered with something. And covered by miksas is not considered covered. That's the union. We'll wait till we get a little further. We'll pick it up again when we discuss the sugi of hatmana in the Shulchan Aruch, because we won't get to it until the Perek by Metomnin, where we have that in detail. I can give you this to reproduce. We'll do better. Then maybe we'll pick it up again. What happened to where's I give you one? Oh. Reproduce this. Okay, you can do that. We don't need this page. Yeah, that you gave them already. Just actually, it's 1, 2, 3. That's what we need. Oh, you can reproduce the whole
sure.
The whole thing.
That's all useful stuff.
Okay.
That's it.
Sorry?
That's it? Just this?
Yeah.
Should I reproduce Ration and Zion also? We can do that too. Yeah, I'll get that also.
Good idea.